Live from Jessingtown, Jessington World of Adventures is fairly pleased to present Stars in Your Ears! And now, it's the woman with countless stars queuing in her gullet. It's Miss Massive Gob herself, Jess Robinson!
Jessie sings, it's quite a traumatic view.
It's Michael
and Rob
and Kitchy Kids,
and we're dressed in feathers too.
Welcome to the show. You're gonna hear sounds in your ears. There's no better place to go if you wanna get sounds in your ears. Sounds in your ears. Sounds in your ears. Sounds in your ears.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 3. High five your listening device. Let's start the show.
Woo-hoo!
Welcome, welcome. Rob, would you play us a bit of Underscore, please, Twinkle Bops?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yes. Hello and welcome to Stars in Your Ears, the new podcast with me, Jess Robinson, and my fabulous band, Jessington World of Adventures. Say hello, band.
Hello.
Michael, a bit more upbeat. Try again.
Hi.
That's more like it. Tonight we bring all of the stars from all over the world into all of your ears. Think of a star. Yep, they'll be in your ears. Try another one. Yeah, right in your cochlea. One more. Oh yeah, hanging off your lobe. Bit creepy. Band, do you want to try?
Brittany.
Oh, baby.
How about Paloma?
So, you know that, like, Paloma speaks like a little baby, like, when I was a watermelon, I married a piece of cheese, and then she
sings like this, yeah,
that sort of thing.
It's very good, that. What about Cheryl?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Do you know, I'm so pretty, and in so many ways. Oh, I said ways in a funny way. I'm so pretty. And I'm just like a Siamese cat, because I'm gorgeous, sleek, and unable to use a spoon without help from a human.
Thank you. An actual joke. See? All of the stars in your ears. Michael, do you want a bit of Underscore now? I'm a bit bored of Rob.
Okay, this kind of thing.
Yeah, making it sexy. Now, listen, I am known as the woman of a thousand voices, mainly because my mood swings are violent and unpredictable, and I can conjure up any voice at all in the world, and I can bring them right to you. So what's going to happen is this. We are going to meet a fabulous mystery guest, and we're going to play some games, we're going to take our pants off, we're going to do some impression sessions and some impressions lessons, we're going to put our pants back on, and then we're going to end with an amazing duet to close the show. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, I can't do this alone. So before we crack on, I'd like to introduce you to my fabulous band, Jessington World of Adventures! On keys. Oh, he's still going on, isn't he? It's Michael!
Hello.
Michael's grade 5. On bass and guitars and other things that you might be able to pluck, not pubes, it's the wonderful Rob!
Hello.
And on drums and other hitty things and things that you put in your mouth, it's the amazing Kitch!
Help me.
Hello and help me to you all. Michael, could I have a bit of harpsichord, please, so I feel like a queen?
I've got to press buttons, hang on.
Come
on, Michael.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
I've done it.
Oh, thank you.
You might think we're all recording this in our various houses because of the lockdown, but no. We actually all live together in Jessington Towers, located just outside of Jessingtown. The band are all isolating from within their respective bedrooms. So Michael's, he's in the West Wing, Rob's in the attic, and Kitch is in the dungeon. Look, it might sound like they're prisoners, but they're absolutely not. They all knew what they were signing up for, and really all this goes to show is that you should always read the small print in contracts. How have you been doing this week, boys? Michael?
I've been working on my cross-stitch, so it'd be good to get back to that if we can hurry this up.
Okay, lovely. I really love your enthusiasm. Kitch, how have you been doing?
Yeah, all right. Working on a few physical things with Duncan, the rat, you know.
Really?
Working out.
Yeah, box fit.
You've got little ratty dumbbells.
He's got me doing box fit and a lot of chin-ups, because obviously being in a dungeon, there's a lot of bars to hang from. So we're going great guns down here. Fit as a butcher's dog, as a butcher's rat.
Lovely. That's really nice. How about you, Rob? Rob. Hello, I'm talking to you, Rob.
Yes.
Rob?
Yeah.
Shh. So now we've met the band. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet our mystery guest.
Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Special guest? Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Come make way now for our guest. Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Come on, please, now tell us, Jess. Who's our guest? Who's our guest? Who's our very special guest?
Okay, let's have some fun. I want you, my band, to try and work out who our mystery guest is. So here they are, singing the word hello. Can you work out who it is?
Hello.
Ooh. I can tell he's got glasses and he's white.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm. Hello.
Her dad's called Kevin.
Hello.
No, it's a man and he drives a red Golf.
Mm-hmm. His star sign is Leo.
Hello.
He got the BBC Radio 4 bursary.
Yes, good, Michael.
Hello.
Wrote and starred in a TV sitcom called Relocation. Oh, sorry, can we hear that again?
Hello.
Oh, no, it's a radio sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Yes, good.
It's definitely a comedian.
Yeah, I know, it's really obvious, isn't it? Ladies and gentlemen, it's Robin Morgan! Down in your ears!
Hello.
Oh, hello, Robin. Thank you. I hope you feel special now, Robin.
That is the correct fanfare for me.
Yes! How have you been, Robin?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay, thank you. Are you finding lockdown all right?
Yeah, weirdly. I mean, it's strange, isn't it? But I'm trying to find the positives in it.
Nice. Have you been keeping yourself busy?
Relatively, yeah. Two kids and yeah. I've started a podcast. My third child.
Ah, what's your podcast called? Tell us all about it.
It's called Good Vibrations, or Good Vibrations, depending on how you want to pronounce it.
I like Good Vibrations. This is good.
Yeah, and it's just sort of nice chats with nice people trying to find, well, pretty much trying to find the nice stuff at this point.
Ah, that sounds perfect. That sounds like a real tonic.
It's great, and I drink gin whilst doing it, so Ooh. It really is.
Amazing. Well, if you want me and the band on, I've just invited myself. Thank you. Yeah. Just made it about me again. I feel like we need a bit of underscore under this.
I can't help you with that.
You don't play any instruments?
I do.
Do you? Oh. What do you play?
I play bass guitar, a little bit of keys.
Oh, very good to know.
I've been in three Watch bands in my life.
Have you? Can you tell us the names, please?
Number one. Black Despondency.
Yep.
Number two, Dancing with Dave.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Number three, Cat Mouse Cat.
Oh, very good.
Interesting. Very good. I was in a band at school and we were called the Pencil Sharpeners, but I think yours wins.
Why do you think they were school bands?
What? Oh. I just didn't think that you were cool enough to be in one now. But then I look around at mine and maybe you are. Who knows? Who were your favourite singers when you were growing up?
My music taste hasn't changed. I still listen to the Spotify playlist Pop Punk Powerhouses because no music has ever been bettered. And that's your Simple Plans, that's your All American Rejects, that's your AFIs. Just the peak of music.
Would Fountains of Wayne be in there?
Fountains of Wayne would be in there, correct.
Oh, so good.
Rob! Shh! What about girl singers? Because that's all I know.
I guess I just have to go Welsh, wouldn't I? You know? Like,
okay.
You know, your Catherine Jenkins.
Yeah.
Your Keris Matthews.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is freaky.
Isn't it?
Your Tom Jones is. I know he's not female.
But...
That's it. It's perfect.
Michael does. Don't out Michael on a podcast.
This is Alex Jones off of The One Show, and you are listening to my favourite podcast of all time, Stars in Your Ears.
Listen, we know I've got a good voice, almost 1,000 of them, but let's talk about yours, Robin. Do you like your own voice? Do you like the sound of your voice?
It's okay. I wish I had a Welsh accent, but I don't. I just sound like any southern white man.
Can you? You've got a little bit of a Welsh tinge. Can you do a really thick Welsh accent? Yeah.
I can do an impression of my dad. That's about it.
Oh, let's have it.
Robin, I'm not proud of you.
That kind of thing. He's terrifying.
He is, isn't he?
Oh, dear. But is he good looking?
He is, actually, yeah.
Cool, good to know.
He's a handsome man.
Oh, well, just like you.
Thanks, Jess.
That's okay. Do you think people have any preconceived notions of you because of the way you sound?
I think they think I'm posher than I am. Because I sound like I don't really do that well when I gig in Wales because I say, hey, I'm from Wales. And they go, where are you fucking from then? Like they get they want a postcode straight away. I guess I'm not as Welsh as people think I am.
Interesting. Can you do any other accents?
Offensive?
Well, Michael's not letting me do Yoko Ono at the moment, even though it's really accurate. So.
Okay, I think that's probably well produced. I can do a little bit of German.
Oh, please.
I got a B at GCSE.
Oh, yes, my grandma was German.
Oh, really?
Yes. Holocaust survivor.
Should we talk about that?
Down a bit. Let's not.
Sure.
Do your German accent. I'd love to hear it.
What would you like me to say?
I'd like you to say, I've got stars in my ears.
I don't know why I've started with ooh.
Are you in a low, a low?
I think so, yeah. I have stars in my ears.
That's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Very
nice.
German.
Listeners and Robin. It's time for our Impressions Randomizer!
Randomizer, randomizer, it's time for the Impressions Randomizer!
Oh my God, that is so random.
I didn't expect
totally
that.
Totally out of the blue.
Random. Random.
What? Yes! Nice. Thank you. That's my jingle down with the kids. This week, Robin, I have sent you a state-of-the-art pick-and-mix celebrity impressions counter. Have you set it up?
I have set it up.
What does it look like?
It's honestly below par.
Can you describe it?
So there's a ribbon that smells quite bad. And then there's sort of some glue. I think there used to be sort of diamantes on that, but they've
fallen off.
That
wasn't glue, that was kitsch.
That explains the smell.
Gets very lonely down here, probably.
Other than that, I enjoyed the crude artwork.
Good.
Thank you.
I didn't realise you knew that side of my body, but it's lifelike.
Great. If you pull that lever, you will generate a singer.
Do you want me to read out the first one?
Yeah.
Keris Matthews.
Okay. Now, if you push the red button, you will generate a song. Okay.
It's Fat Bottom Girls.
Okay, that'll now be performed by the band me.
I was just a little lad, never knew no good from bad, but I knew life before I left my nursery. Left alone with big fat Fanny, she was such a naughty nanny. Hey big woman, you made a bad girl out of me.
That was
beautiful.
Do you
like it? Do you like it?
Thank you.
I'm so pleased.
I think
that
might be our new national anthem.
Oh, I'm really pleased. Did I do you proud with the Welsh accent?
Honestly, a little bit of a tear came out.
Do you want another one?
I'd love another one.
All right, then. Just wind that thing round.
Oh, okay. Kate Bush.
Oh. And now, if you just squat over that little hole...
That's amazing.
What was inserted?
A combine harvester.
Amazing. Well, boys, are you ready?
Ready? Yep. Yeah.
So, wait. So, yeah. Kate Bush singing combine harvester is what you want. Here we go.
Weaver. I drove my tractor through your haystack last night. I threw my pitchfork at your dog to keep it quiet. Now something's telling me that you're avoiding me. Come on now, darling, you've got something I need.
The end there, Kate.
Thanks. Yeah, I think I was
been a bit professional,
doing different things. Yeah, but it was lovely nonetheless.
Celebrity fun facts.
Hey, this is Meghan Markle. You know, Princess Meghan Markle from Suits, living in Canada. Great. Leave a message. Or stay on the line if you're a tabloid newspaper trying to hack into my voicemails. Bye. Hello. I want to know how to become princess. I'm tired of first lady. Maybe I need to be actress first. I am good actress. I've been acting a very long time, ever since I met my husband. I better go. I'm picking up an outfit for my next public appearance. This time I am thinking white pointy hood.
Honey, listen close.
Listen close,
cause
baby.
This is where I really need ya.
I need ya.
If this is your bag, then give us a tag and post on your social media. Please rate us, validate us, show us how much you care. Hit subscribe, give us stars out of five, and don't forget to share.
You've never met Michael or Kitch.
No.
Or Rob before.
No, never.
If they say, I've got stars in my ears, can you just tell me what you would assume from their voice about their character?
Okay, sure.
Let's start with you, Michael.
I've got stars in my ears.
So that's for a voiceover reel. For some sort of like Ron Seals style, sort of, you have too much wax and it's some sort of medication to get rid of the earwax.
And what does that, what do you think, what sort of person do you think Michael is from that?
Like really nice and friendly, but then once he's had maybe 6 gin and tonics, he will bite you.
Interesting. Rob, let's have a bit of Rob.
I've got stars in my ears.
Violent.
You've hit the nail on the head. And Kitch?
I've got stars in my ears.
Was that putting it on?
No, I've just said I've got stars in my ears.
Yep.
So I think Robin's got a bit of a crush on you there.
Oh. A little bit.
Are you confident, Robin, using your voice to express yourself?
I think so, yeah. Doing the job and stuff that I do. Yeah, why not? Yeah!
Yeah, that's good. Are you good at talking about your feelings?
Yes, definitely. I'm a very emotional man. I've had a gin and I expect to tell you my life story very, very soon.
Tell me, are you good at sharing your opinions with people you've never met?
No, not at all.
So you're a bit of a people pleaser like me.
Totally. I've lied about seeing films I haven't because I want to participate in conversations.
Same! I'm a massive people pleaser as well. I really, really worry about what people think about me. And I think if there's one celebrity that doesn't give a hoot, it's got to be Lily Allen, right? She is, isn't she? She inspired the boys and me to write this song.
Things I don't really think, 'cause I'm such a people pleaser. If only I was more like Lily Allen, that straight talking Mockney geezer. I'll agree if you say the sky is green, even though I'm pretty sure it's blue. If you tell me the party you voted for, I'll say I voted for them too. I never share my feelings on Facebook, I'd never start a Twitter spat. One day I might go on Piers Morgan's show, so I'd never call him a twat. I wish I didn't care what people think, it makes me a social cripple. I wish I could confess to my love of all sex, all the hair growing on my nipple. I'd tell you how I hate the songs of Pink, Ellie Goulding bores me to death. I'll tell you that your bum looks big in that, I'll tell you that you got bad breath. La 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 la, I don't want you to think I'm weedy. Just that I'm so bloody needy. I get too embarrassed to ask for salt, even when your food is tasteless. I'll sit and nod along in a taxi cab when the driver's being racist. And if I ever have to give my own opinion, it makes me feel quite ill. Even if it's something really mundane, like I can't stand the taste of dill, it literally ruins everything it touches. I won't tell you where I stood on Brexit, I'd do anything to swerve a debate. If you asked me to inject bleach in my veins, I'd say go on then, mate. I wish I didn't care what people think, I just want you to rate me. I love it when I'm home playing Candy Crush alone, but I'm worried if I tell you that you'd hate me. I'd tell you all about my STD and the awful time I met James Blunt. I'll tell you what it's really like on BJT and how Simon Cowell is such a la 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 la. My inner self would be awoken. La 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 la. If only I was more outspoken. La. I'll tell you all of my confessions. La 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 la. I don't even like impressions.
Did you relate to that song, Robin?
I did. It was as if you were speaking to me.
Do you like impressions?
I do like impressions.
Can you do any impressions?
So the aforementioned father, I can do him. So Kevin Morgan, but that impressions of him don't pay the bills currently. Mm-hmm. And then I can do Sean Paul.
Ooh. Okay. Can we hear a tiny bit of that?
Just give me the light.
That's good. Wow, that's good.
That's actually really good.
Because in the room.
Is that right? Thank you.
Yeah, you had you got the sort of vocoder thing on. That was really good.
Thank you.
Michael, do we need to explain who Sean Paul is?
Yes.
Do you not know?
I don't know.
Sean Paul, the first time I really became aware of him was on Rockabye, Baby Rockabye. I'm gonna rock you by Clean Bandit. And he's the bloke that goes, bada bang, bada bang bang. And then I heard some other stuff like Sia doing, Baby, I don't need dollar bills to have fun tonight. I love cheap thrills. And then he's on that one as well. Biddy bang.
Biddy bang.
Biddy bang. He's the bloke that biddy bangs all over the place.
Oh, you mean the Jamaican dance hall rapper?
Sure, Michael.
Why didn't you say in the first place? Born 9th of January 1973.
Are you reading Wikipedia?
Yeah. Same birth year as me, though.
I can't confiscate that.
He's old.
Wow. No, Michael, we don't want people to know you're old. Any others?
What, more Sean Paul?
No.
Good.
Any other people? Why is that it?
Thank God.
I can't. Is that literally all the Sean Paul you do?
A biddy bang. That it?
Does he
do
biddy
bang? Does he do biddy bang?
Yeah, he's the biddy bang man.
Oh, okay, cool.
He is the biddy bang man.
Did you know that Sean Paul featured on a Simple Plan song?
No.
Simple Plan.
But it doesn't surprise me because he biddy bangs over everything.
I just think he stays in a studio and waits for other artists to turn up. And then he just...
I know how it feels.
You know. Just waits under the sofa and biddy bangs his way.
So from that, we go straight into... this.
Impressions, lessons. So you want to sound like that guy? Jess can show you how. If you want to sing like that gal, Jess will see you now. It's Jess's impressions lessons.
Yes, Robin, it's true. It's Jess's impressions lessons. I'm going to teach you an impression. And I know you're lacking in your repertoire. And I think every good impressionist, budding impressionist, like you, Robin, I know it's your dream,
Bada-bing.
Needs to be able... Oh, there we go. And it's biddy bang.
I was actually doing my dad.
At an Italian restaurant.
He's a good fella.
Bada bing! Amazing. I really enjoyed that. Now every listener knows what a Sean Paul fan you are. He's done his research.
I never said I was a fan.
Okay. That's the best thing you've ever done. No,
genuinely, all day I've been worried about getting it that wrong way around. So I've listened to Sean Paul all day today.
I'm so pleased because you just made a bit of podcast gold. That will get us an extra star, I'm sure, from my mum.
Oh, God.
Dear me, that was really the most beautiful thing that's ever happened. Thank you. Thank you for that, because it's usually me.
Bada bing to you too.
No, today, Robin, you lucky, lucky lady, you are going to learn how to do... Liza Minnelli! Oh, yes!
Oh, this will be good.
Wow! It's going to be a caricature of Liza Minnelli, because I think it's always good to go too far and then you dial it down.
Okay,
I often
go
too far, don't I, boys?
Yes.
I do have trouble dialing it down, though. there are five steps to doing Liza Minnelli, and we're going to build the voice together.
Okay.
So the first thing you've got to do to be Liza Minnelli is you've got to get your voice in the back of your throat, a bit like Mr. Bean. So if you can go,
hello, my name's Robin.
Hello, my name's Robin.
Good. And we're already doing a bit of Janet Street Porter.
Janet Street Porter.
I mean, that's very accurate.
Thanks.
The next thing you've got to do is, with the voice in the back of your throat, you've got to add an American accent. Okay, so, oh boy, oh gee, I'm glad I'm here.
Oh boy, oh my God, biddy bang.
Good, it's not the script, but I liked it. And
sure.
As you can all tell, I'm sure the listeners will be like falling off their seats right now going, That is such an accurate Judy Garland.
Because, you know, oh boy, oh gee, biddy bang, I'm here. You know, to make it into Judy's daughter, you have to add in the sibilant S's. So, to make it Liza, you've got to say 7 sizzling sausages.
7 sizzling sausages.
A little bit Sean Connery, but still pretty good.
Thanks.
The thing that gets it out of being Sean Connery and makes it more sort of Liza is, you know, she, you never know if she's going to laugh or cry. She's always on the edge, so up and down. You need to say something funny and tragic at the same time. So if you could say, my schnauzer fell down the toilet, but then he drowned.
My schnauzer fell down the toilet, but then he drowned.
It's very good, it's very actually. Good, yeah. I'm pretty impressed. Now, you've basically got Liza. You've nailed her. Not literally. Not like the sofa. But for a bonus point, I want you to sing.
Okay.
As Liza. Voice in the back of your throat, American accent, with the S's and the excitement and the sorrow at the same time. Come to the cabaret!
Come to the cabaret.
That is very good. Thank you so much, boys and me and listeners. Let's have a little round of applause for Robin Minnelli.
Yes, Robin. Thank you.
It was so good. That was so good. By the way, boys, I am doing a special impressions lesson video.
What?
To accompany our guest's impression lesson every single week. I'm putting it on our Patreon page.
Wow.
And I'm putting some unheard bits up there too. So people can hear little snippets of songs, different impressions that aren't on the podcast. Cool, huh?
I like that, yeah.
Oh, does that mean my gran can see it?
Does she follow us on patreon.com/JessRobinson?
No, she doesn't.
Well, no, she can't then. Now, let's have some impressions sessions.
It's Jess's impression sessions.
Listen, Robin, I think you're going to be very excited about this. Some of our listeners, who didn't even know they were going to be listening, but I made them do this to rope them into listening, have sent in their own impressions. So we've had all sorts, from animals to cartoon chickens, Duffy, 2 Louis Armstrongs, a Gemma Collins and a Natalie Cassidy. And I have assembled some of my favourites into a montage, a sound gallery, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, Robin and bandmates, it's time to have some stars in our ears.
Hello. Here is my impression of Carol Baskin's tiger.
My name's Prince Charles. Anyone see my willy? Betty. Think I did a little whoopsie. I need to go to the toilet. Scooby, Scooby, Doo. Shaggy, Scooby, let's go.
Oh, my life, it flashed before my eyes. That were really boring. Chicken feed, my favourite.
Now, Ernie left a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone at Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was already proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. His name was Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk car in the West.
Hi, Sean Connery here with a message about coronavirus. You must follow the government's advice. Stay home. Stay safe. Self-isolate. Don't be an asshole.
As he dreams a dream, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself,
don't be an asshole.
What a wonderful world.
Hi, honey, it's my Gemma Collins. And in lockdown, right, I've been doing Natalie Cassidy workout. She goes, what? I'm Natalie Cassidy. We're going to get slim in 15. But that is bullshit. Like, Natalie, go on, get a grip.
Don't be an asshole.
When I get to Warwick Avenue,
that's really good.
Leave me by the entrance of the tube.
Well, hello, Jesse. Say hello, Jess. I think it's time we listen to your show. I can't wait for the adventure, because you never know what's that coming at you. But we know it's going to be a wonderful
world. Oh, yeah.
Wow, wait.
Amazing.
Yay.
Amazing.
Ah! Oh, what did you think, Robin?
That was amazing and haunting.
Yes, right. Who is your favourite?
I think Louis Armstrong was pretty...
Louis Armstrong.
Which one?
Which Louis Armstrong? Was it the one that was a little bit scary or the cute one that did Wonderful World?
I think I only thought there was one, but I think I was probably too scared. I think I was only scared by the first one and then sort of had my memory changed by the second one, maybe.
Cool, yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like a really bad date, but yeah. Then it ends in tequila shots.
Say no more, Jess.
Thank you very, very much to Charlene Guest, Tom Carradine, Justin Silver, Nick Steele from Bath Comedy Festival, giving his Sean Connery there, Lord Julian Goodman, not making these names up, Daniel Buttery, Kelly Heen, Katie Alexander and Fleur Jeffries.
Well done. Thank you so much.
We've had loads and loads through, and we couldn't include them all, but we will. We would really, really, really love to hear your impressions, whether they're brilliant, terrible, weird, animal, vegetable or mineral. Please send them in to jessrobinsonemail@gmail.com.
jessrobinsonemail@gmail.com.
And maybe you'll get featured in our next Jess. Impression Sessions gallery. Yes.
Hi, can I say that I love the fact that your email address has the word email in it?
Thank you. JessRobinsonEmail@gmail.com.
/internet.
I never thought of that. I didn't realise it was stupid.
I really like it. It's nice.
I didn't realise I'd done a comedy email. It sounds nice.
JessRobinsonEmail@gmail.com. You know, it's good. I like it.
Right, I think we should all have a little tea break and a wee break. Band, is there anything you want to say before you go?
Well, union guidelines stipulate it's a 15-minute break.
Yeah, well, you're not part of any union, are you, Michael?
You wouldn't let me.
No, I wouldn't. Rob?
Shh.
Okay, Robin, you head off, you make a little cup of tea.
Thanks.
And we will be back in a second for our big finale.
Hey, everyone. This is Rob.
Well, I'd have some wine, actually.
Yeah? Oh, Rob, did you get up too much in the break?
No.
Cool. Right, Robin, the time has come for our finale. I hope you're excited.
I'm very excited.
I'm so pleased. I must leave gaps for you to speak as well.
That's okay. I'll just do loads of wild stuff afterwards and you can just pump it in.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Band and Robin, it's time for our fantasy duet.
Listen.
listen.
Robin.
Robin.
It's time to make your wish come true. Close your eye, clench your fist, and we'll look inside of you. Everyone has a dream.
Everyone has a dream.
Someone they look up to.
Yeah.
So apart from me, though it'll actually be me, who's your favourite singer? Who? 'Cause it's time for a fantasy duet. Tell me, Robin, who have you always wanted to perform with?
I don't know.
Yeah, but if you were a pop star and you wanted to perform a duet with someone and it had to be a woman, who would it be?
How specific is that?
Yeah, but who? Who? Like, any famous woman, dead or alive, that I can do, which narrows it down to about 10, that you want to do your duet with tonight, who could it be?
I've already said her name because off of Wales, Catherine Jenkins.
Lovely, lovely, okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. What song would you like to sing with Catherine?
Hey Ya.
Nice, okay. Will you be singing that as yourself, Robin, or will you be singing that as a real star?
Myself.
Sure you don't want to do any Sean Paul?
Do you want me to do it as Sean Paul?
Well... I think that's,
please, please.
That's really what all the listeners want right now.
Me and
now.
The rat totally want it to happen.
Yes. Definitely.
You tell that rat to mind its own business.
Okay.
It's too busy minding
Michael,
mine.
Michael, have you got it? Have you got the chords up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Robin.
There's only four chords.
Oh, Mr. Grade 5. Someone's done his music theory. Michael, how shall we do this? Catherine Jenkins singing Hey Ya with Sean Paul. Ba-da-bang.
Right. So you want Catherine doing her opera stylings, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So what's
yeah.
what's a classic opera song? I think you're trying to get out Carmen's Habanera from Bizet. No, I mean... Bizet's...
Oh, come on. Come on, my friend.
Unbelievable. If you are going to be a smart ass, you may as well get it right. Keep it in the edit,
Look,
Joe.
I knew it was three words. I just got the order wrong. Give me a break, guys. Right.
Well, it's a pub quiz,
by Bizet. It's from Carmen. She's the character in it. She sings a song,
Habanera.
And it's a habanera style. All right.
I love now. Habanera on my tacos.
I'm going back to my cross stitch.
Don't mess around because he loves me so, and this I know for sure.
Bidi bing, bidi bing, bidi bang bang, bidi bang 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 bang.
But does he really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out that door.
Bidi bang, bidi bang bang, him it out. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, bidi bang now. Hey ya, hey ya, is this offensive? Yes. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya.
Shake it, 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 shake it like a Polaroid picture.
Biddy bang now. Shake it, shake it, biddy bang, hear me now. Just give me the light, just give me the camera light, just give me the Polaroid shutter light. Hey ya.
Hooray! Round of applause!
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I've got to say, Robin, that rap, I don't know how you came up with that. It was amazing.
I don't know how I came up with it either.
You've been amazing. Let's just have one more round of applause for the incredible Robin Morgan! Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Stars in Your Ears with the incredible Jessington World of Adventures, Michael Ralston on keys, Rob Lamont on bass and guitars and synths, the incredible Jonathan Kitchen on swanny whistle and drums, the very efficient Joe Walker on sound, our wonderful guest, Mr. Robin Morgan. stars of tomorrow and me, Jess Robinson. The next one's out soon, probably next week. So come back and check. Don't forget to email jessrobinsonemail@gmail.com. Do remember to check out Robin's incredible podcast, Good Vibrations. Where can we find it?
Apple, Spotify, other places that the streaming platform Libsyn put it.